it is Ryan Seacrest here, and if you're looking for some serious fun, head over to ChumbaCasino.com. At Chumba Casino, you can play all your favorite social casino-style games for free anytime, anywhere. It's the most fun you can have on your phone or computer.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.
The Free Beer and Hot Wings Show free clip of the day.
What is the most you have or would spend on fandom? So think of that band you love, that athlete you're obsessed with, maybe even a show, a podcast you listen to, whatever it might be. What is the most you would spend or have spent on fandom? Steve, did you come up with one?
No, I don't think so, because I'm sure I've spent too much on concert tickets and stuff like
that. Same, that's mine too.
I've never done the whole experience or the Kiss cruise or something like that, where people pay thousands of dollars to go on a cruise for a week with the band that they like, or I've never done anything like
that.
I don't think I'm a super fan of anything that I would spend a ton of money on.
Same. What about you, Hot Wings? Anything like that?
No, I mean, I love the Beatles, so I've got like every iteration, and I'll buy of the albums, and I will get the new reissue of Revolver that comes out today that's got special tracks and remastered and all
that
by Giles Martin.
$30 or something.
But overall, I bet it's not over. I mean,
over your whole lifetime,
probably
what do you
not
think
more
spend
than $1,000.
Okay, hypothetical.
Oh, really?
Yeah, probably not. I mean, I've got like, you know, the box sets and I've spent quite a bit, but even though even CDs when they were really expensive, they'd be, you know, $16-17 back in the 90s. Or late 80s, and I've bought all of those at least twice.
So hypothetical, say all of the Beatles are still alive.
Yeah.
And there's one of those opportunities where you could pay $25,000 to have lunch with John, Paul, George, and Ringo, ask them anything you want. They'll give you a tour of Abbey Road Studios, obviously, all of the autographs and everything that you want. Are you doing that?
Oh, man. 25, I don't know. 10? Maybe.
It's happening.
Yeah, probably.
$10,000?
But of course, that's a hypothetical that can't happen. Two of them are dead.
Exactly.
I like them a lot, and but if they were both alive and had been together, they probably would have played and I'd have seen them or whatever. Mm. So it wouldn't be the same.
Yeah.
I guess, my brain says I would spend a ton because it's literally impossible. Mm-hmm. But, if it were possible and they hadn't been together, like let's say like the rooftop thing was the last time they were ever together.
Right.
And then I had a chance to be with them now, then yes, I would drop 10 grand. But
what about $300,000, Hot Wings, if they were all four alive and you had the money available? Would you spend $300,000 to sit with the Beatles for a couple of hours?
I mean, I wouldn't for 25, but for 300, absolutely.
Yeah,
why not? I mean,
I
dropped roughly the price of my home.
Well, this
sure.
This person, he's like kind of considered the Beatles of what he does.
Okay.
We're talking about Scottie Pippen and the 2022.
Maybe
Neiman
the Ringo.
Marcus Christmas catalog. You can sit with Scottie Pippen and his son for $300,000.
Oh, and his son.
And
his son. Like Skippy Pippen?
Is his son someone?
You get the full experience with father and son. Whoever purchases the experience will get to bring a friend out to L.A. I'm assuming they also have to pay for their own travel.
No, not for $300,000.
I bet they must be covered.
That has to be part of it, right?
It'll be your turn and a friend's turn to play against this dynamic father and son duo and learn a trick or two on the court. In addition to the basketball game, you, the lucky buyer, will have a private dinner with Pippen and Pippen Jr. It'll include a tasting of Pippen's bourbon, which is called Digits. And finally, the package comes, get this, with an autographed copy of Pippen's book, Unguarded.
Ooh, boy. For just $300,000.
Boy, I mean, that's like, that seems extraordinary for Michael Jordan, let alone Scottie Pippen.
Yeah.
I mean, I know he was part of that dynamic duo, so to speak, but boy, there ain't no way.
So Katie in Grand Rapids has spent money like what we've talked about, but Katie, how much did you spend to go see Guns N' Roses and how many times?
So I saw Guns N' Roses a total of 7 times since they got back together in 2016. Last time I saw them was a year ago.
And how much did you spend?
On just the tickets for 7 shows, if you add it all up, it ends up being, actually, I mathed it out in my head when I was on hold, and it's closer to $9,000.
Oh, my
just
God.
Just for 7 shows?
Oh,
well, because I got, like, pit tickets and stuff.
Yeah.
Wow.
Now,
I know, but whoa. Holy cow. Okay.
Katie, I have a question, though. Were all of the shows, like, local, or did you do flyaways to go and see them? Did you fly to other places?
I did fly to Florida from Michigan for one, but I happened to be working in the cities for the most part. Or, like, they were Chicago. I live in Grand Rapids. It's a 3-hour drive.
Okay.
Okay.
So I only had to buy plane tickets for one. But if you include, like, hotel stay and everything, it's well over, like, 10, 11 grand easily.
Have you ever met the band?
No. Oh. And that's the thing. I it wasn't even for, like, me. And I don't want to meet them anyway. Axl's like a mega douche. I hate myself for, like, loving them.
So. You know, Slash is cool, though.
Yeah, Slash is
really
cool.
That's, we all the pictures we get are always of, like, Duff and Slash and stuff. Like, we don't have pictures up of Axl at the shows because he's the worst. But I love him. So.
Thanks, Katie.
That's awesome.
All
wow.
right, Brandon.
Okay, so 10 grand in, like, the last, what, 6-7 years?
Yeah, I mean,
all
that's...
right. Well, I'm going to get to Brandon next. I'm going to go to Tony, though, because I want to work our way up, because Tony's next in line for having spent the most, because you were on Pawn Stars. Anthony, tell us about this.
Oh, yeah. Back in 19, I went to Pawn Stars. I had a line-in with Murray the Magician.
Okay.
I had paid $500 for a bass guitar in Tennessee, and it ended up being very rare. I took it out, and they valued it at $9,000, and I asked $7,500. They gave me the $7,500, no negotiations whatsoever. So that kind of lit a fire underneath me, and I've got about $20,000 to $25,000 worth of instruments that I have bought that I thought were rare and my man cave, and I can't get back on the show. And my wife's about to divorce me because I'm going to have to get rid of all these guitars.
Oh, no,
they created a monster.
I made $7,000 plus I got COVID on the way home, so I'd added to the profit market.
Oh, God. Oh, Anthony, I'm so sorry. Oh, that is wonderful, though. I'm curious if anybody can beat Brandon, but we actually have time to take another call before we get to him. So I'm going to go to Nathan in Green Bay, because he and his wife have spent how much and on what video game?
Probably about $15,000.
On what?
The Elder Scrolls Online.
Elder Scrolls Online. I'm going to go to our resident video game person,
okay.
Rachel. What is Elder Scrolls Online? And could you conceive spending $15,000?
So Elder Scrolls Online is a part of, like, the Skyrim universe, which is, I believe, a Microsoft game.
Does that sound right, Nathan?
It's very, very popular, very customizable. And the Elder Scrolls Online has a bunch of, like, microtransactions you can make to power up your character and all the tools you have and everything. So I can see people doing that, especially if you're really passionate about the game. I wouldn't.
It's all
personally...
cosmetic.
Yeah, I mean, that's the thing. You don't really end up with anything, right?
Nope.
I mean, in real life.
There's nothing physical.
Oh,
no. Now, could you, spend a bunch of that, and if you did it in the right way, you could sell it to somebody else?
It would involve selling me and my wife would have to sell our PlayStation accounts because it's tied to our PlayStations. So.
What?
Wow, you can't even transfer it or anything?
No.
It's good that you and your wife do it together, though.
Yeah, you guys can both make terrible financial decisions together.
Yes, thanks, Nathan. All right, we got to get to Brandon, because out of everybody that has called and texted, Brandon, you have by far spent the most. Tell us about what you've spent over your lifetime and on what.
Over my lifetime, I've probably spent about $30,000 on role-playing books. So that's Dungeons & Dragons books as well as other games. It's just been something I've been collecting for a number of years.
$30,000.
Wow. Gosh, when I thought people would spend a lot of money on these collections, I envisioned them to be so much cooler.
Now, are these...
Yeah, like the guy that we talked to, like Anthony, with the guitar, the rare guitars.
Yeah, like
and stuff
I own
like that.
Seven Elvis jumpsuits or something. You know, like I don't know. Yeah.
So Brandon, out of the $30,000 that you've spent on like the D&D stuff, like I guess World of Warcraft is kind of like that too. What's the most expensive item you've bought?
I would say I bought one book for $300. So it was, you know, like a rare out of print book that's just really super hard to come by. And I just really needed to kind of complete out the collection.
Wow. Oh, so in theory, that's something that could accrue in value.
Oh yeah. I mean, I've bought books for $15 and turned around and sold them for $100 before.
Oh yeah. Keep telling yourself that. $30,000 in.
Yeah. Brandon, yeah. If you were to post everything that you have, all your books, post them all for sale right now, do you think you could make back your investment?
Close to it anyway. Like there's several rare editions that go, I could probably easily get 20 out of it, if not more. You know, especially with inflation and stuff, whenever I was buying some of them for 10, 15 bucks back in the late 90s.
Unreal.
I mean, yeah, if you were to sell those, coming close is a lot better than most people. I really
not
like,
coming at all.
I really, yeah. I really like cars, and I can tell you if I sold them based on what I paid for them, I would not be making money. I know that.
Oh, thanks, Brandon. Hey, Rachel, really quick, you said that you've spent a ton of money. Can we guess, is it video game related?
It's everything related. It's action figures, it's video games, it's books, it's posters, it's stuffed animals. I have spent $100 on a stuffed animal before. I have a like collector's edition map from Supernatural that my mom spent a lot of money on for me. I have bought fandom things that are really expensive as presents for other people. I spent $100 on a actual replica sword for my boyfriend from The
right.
Legend
You're
of
just
Zelda.
A fan of things.
That. Like I just love stuff and I love my fandoms I just have to collect it. Like our last caller was talking about, like completing that collection. Mm-hmm. Like it's such a drive. I'm buying like collector's editions of a manga series I really like. I have the first three books and in the back of my head, whenever I look at it, it's like, I got to save up for the rest of the collection. But each book is $30.
I was going to say, are those the books with the beautiful covers and like the beautiful illustrations? Is that what I've heard so much about?
There's series that I'm collecting. It's a children's manga series called Cardcaptor Sakura, and it's a Japanese cartoon comic.
Oh, never mind.
And
not
it has
all,
these beautiful drawings on the cover, and the collector's editions are like embossed and color printed, and they're gorgeous.
Oh, cool.
I'm never actually going to sit down and just read it. I just want to have them.
You should. That's why they make books.
Exactly.
Yeah, yeah, you can do that.
I don't know what it is about fandom stuff. You just want to buy it and have it and have cool things. So I get it.
Idiots get access to the podcast. Segment 17, and watch the webcams. You can be an idiot too. Sign up at freebeerandhotwings.com.
Bubba Wallace here from 2311 Racing. You know what's slower than a pace car? Waiting at the car wash. That's when I fire up Chumba Casino. It turns those slow minutes into fast fun. With new games every week, you'll never get bored. Next time you're stuck in the slow lane, speed up with Chumba. Play now at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.